Chapter 29. The Lincoln Memorial. At the Riverside Cafe, Jack and Lisa sat in silence. Then she said, "This is crazy." Jack leaned back in his chair and looked up to the sky. "Jesus, Lisa, what the hell happened?"
"My controller wants us to go up to Fort Meade later today. He'll give us a full briefing."
"What did he say just now?"
Lisa looked around and then leaned forward, her arms on the table.
"Nelson's convoy was hit as soon as it arrived at the safe house. There were two agents in the house and they saw the whole thing. A small boat was on the lake. It took out both vehicles with a couple of rockets."
"Any survivors?"
"No, Jack. They killed Marcus Nelson and the deputy director, as well as six agents."
Jack shook his head slightly.
"There's no stopping this bastard."
"I'm really worried now," said Lisa. "We're the only two people alive that know the whole story."
"No, we're not. The Russians know, and when I meet Vanya, they'll know a lot more."
Lisa looked at her watch. "We'd better go and meet him then."
The Lincoln Memorial is one of the most famous buildings in the world. Situated at the western end of the National Mall and surrounded by parkland, it took 8 years to build and was opened to the public in 1922. Since then, millions of Americans and foreign tourists have visited the iconic building. After parking the car, Jack and Lisa entered Memorial Park separately. She headed to the tree-covered area away from the front of the building, and Jack walked toward the marble steps leading up to the memorial itself. He looked at his Rolex. 11:55. Lisa found a seat on one of the many benches available and took out her smartphone. She feigned flicking through the screen as she kept her eye on Jack. She looked around and felt sure she saw someone she recognised, but then the figure was gone into a crowd of tourists. She stood up and looked in every direction, scrutinising faces of the dozens of people milling around the popular tourist site. Maybe we're being followed. She sat down and looked for Jack, then saw him at the foot of the gleaming white steps, Vanya Kurigan at his side. Jack held out his hand. "Vanya, thank you for coming." The offered handshake was not accepted. The Russian looked nervous.
"I'm here. Now tell me who killed my father."
Jack nodded. "Let's take a walk."
As they moved away from the monument, Lisa saw two other men follow at a distance. She smiled, Kurigan's minders, then stood and held the smartphone to her ear, continuing the pretense of chatting. She too followed at a distance. She watched Jack and the Russian for several minutes, Jack doing almost all the talking. Suddenly, Vanya stopped and turned to Jack. The look on the young mafia boss's face spoke volumes. Again, the two men began walking. Kurigan's minders and Lisa followed at a distance. A large group of Japanese tourists passed between her and Jack, and again she was sure she recognised a face in the group. The man wore a baseball cap and sunglasses, but there was something about him. She looked again, but as before, the stranger was gone. Jack and Vanya had talked for almost 20 minutes, and were now back at the foot of the memorial steps. Lisa watched the couple as heads were nodded and then, to her surprise, a handshake. She waited as Kurigan walked away. His two minders swiftly joined him. Jack also watched until the small Russian group were out of sight. As Jack approached, Lisa resumed her seat on the bench. As he sat down, she said, "That all looked very buddy-buddy." He grinned slightly.
"Yeah, went well. Better than I'd hoped, actually."
"So what's our next move, Mr. Castle?"
He smiled.
"I'm going to New York, babe."
Lisa turned and frowned.
"And what's in New York?"
Jack looked into her eyes.
"I'm going to meet Mr. Sasha Kurigan, Vanya's uncle."
Lisa linked her arm with his as they strolled back to the car park. 100 yards away, the man in the baseball cap stepped out from behind a large oak tree, a smartphone to his ear. They're heading back to the car. As Lisa drove out of the busy parking area, she said, "So when are we going to New York?" Jack had his smartphone out.
He held up his hand.
Hold on, I'm going to call Matthew, let him know about Colonel Nelson's death.
Okay.
The phone beeped for several seconds and then...
Jack, hello? How are you doing?
Hi, Matthew. I'm fine, but not good news, I'm afraid. The Colonel was killed earlier today.
The line went silent.
Matthew?
Yeah, I'm here, Jack. This is bad. Means there are elements in the FBI involved with the cover-up as well as the military.
Looks like it, said Jack.
The only people who knew which safe house was going to be used were the feds.
Matthew coughed.
Excuse me. That's right. I think you need to get the hell back here now, Jack. You're risking far too much.
You could be right, bro. But the inauguration is only a few days away. I'm going to hang on until then.
That's not smart, Jack.
Jack laughed.
If I was smart, I'd be in the fancy office in London and you'd be here.
Okay, listen, if you're hell-bent on staying, then just keep your head down. There's not really anything more you can do.
Jack looked up as they drove past the Washington Monument. The huge obelisk gleamed in the afternoon sun.
Maybe you're right, bro.
Okay, I gotta go. Talk soon, Matt.
You be safe, Jack.
The line went dead.
Lisa weaved in and out of the busy traffic. Matthew telling you to get the hell out?
Jack looked at her.
Yep, thinks there's no more we can do.
And you've still not told him about the Russians?
No.
Better he doesn't know, for now anyway.
She beeped the horn at a kamikaze cyclist as he shot between her and a taxi.
Speaking of Russians, you've still not told me why we're going to New York.
Not we, babe, said Jack.
You gotta go see your boss at Fort Meade. I'll go meet Vanya and his uncle alone.
Is that wise?
Jack grinned.
Who the hell knows? But Vanya wants to go and tell the whole story to his uncle.
She shook her head slightly.
I don't like it, Jack.
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. I think.
When are you going?
Now. You can drop me off at Union Station. I'll get the next train up there. I'll meet with the old uncle and be back here as soon as I can.
Okay, honey. Union Station it is.